Kadasima, and it explains that Kadasim should hear your narration from the Puran. So we heard from Vadishyotura Puran about the story of this Mahima, this Kadasi, the story of Angirarishi and King Mandata, and the citizens were suffering for lack of rain, and by performing this Ekadasi, everyone was given rain. It's interesting, this Ekadasi comes in the rainy season. This is also the rainy season. And there was a shortage of rain, and rain came by the performance. In other words, when Krishna is pleased, everything's adjusted. So pleasing Krishna means becoming dear to Krishna, becoming his dear one. So there's a chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, called Devotional Service in Bhakti Yoga Sampad. It's only 20 verses in the chapter. As you know, chapter 7 in Bhagavad Gita through 12 are the Bhakti Yoga chapters. Krishna kept the most dear thing in the middle, something very valuable to keep in the middle, protecting on both sides, like a child. If some danger comes to a child, the mother will hold the child in her lap, and then the father will embrace the mother, so the child is protected on all sides. The father's body is protecting the child from attack from the front, and the mother's body is protecting the child from attack in the back. So, this is the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is like a child. It's the most valuable essence of the Upanishad. It's called Gita Upanishad. So, the front side is karma and the back side is jnana. First six chapters are karma, and the last six chapters are jnana. So, the treasure, the real treasure, the jewel of the Bhagavad Gita is a devotion. So that's why Krishna put it in the middle, to protect it. Some people read Bhagavad Gita and they'll settle for karma. In fact, they even chop off the Gita. They chop the Gita in two-thirds. One-third they keep and they throw away the rest. The first Bhagavad Gita we received was published by Maharishi, Maharishi Yogi. And it's only six chapters. It's Bhagavad Gita. So I purchased the Bhagavad Gita. There's only six chapters. I thought there were only six chapters in the Bhagavad Gita. And I met someone later who said, "You read Bhagavad Gita?" I said, "Yes." He said, "What did you think of chapter 9? "Oh, I don't think much, because I only read six chapters." So this is a funny thing. So this is the Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita, this 12th chapter, which is the conclusion of this discussion of bhakti. And after this beginning, chapter 13 begins Gyan Yoga, naturally enjoying our consciousness. So that's an analysis of partial Sankhya and understanding of some of the fundamental principles of the world, the doer and the supreme doer, the Kshetra and Kshetrajna, the knower and the field, the body, the world. So then it goes on, the last six chapters from chapter 13 to 18 are the Gyan Yoga. This is a very nice chapter. And in this chapter, Krishna himself, of course, is speaking to Arjuna. And he mentions what type of mentality makes him happy, what pleases him, what kind of qualities give him pleasure. And when he's speaking this verse, and these verses, of course, of Gita and the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna's about 90 years old at the time, 90 or 100. But prior to this, when Krishna was about 50, he came to Kurukshetra for the first time during a Surya Grahan solar eclipse. And he came from Dwarka, or Hastinapur, either one. Probably Dwarka, because he was living there most of the time. And all the Brijvasis came also to meet Krishna, the gopis, of course, the gopis, Yashoda, Nanda. It's a very wonderful meeting, and that's described in 10th Kanta Bhagavatam, chapter 82 or so. Krishna and Balaram meet the residents of Vrindavan, the Kurukshetra. So in about 50 years after that, then there was the Kurukshetra battle, Kauravas and Pandavas. So when Krishna's on the chariot, with Partha, and he was acting as a sarathi. He was with Partha, he was acting as Partha's sarathi, chariot driver. But in that same place, he was speaking with Radharani. And Radharani is known as his Priyaji. And often in times of intimacy, Bhagavan addressed, in Vrindavan Leela, Damodara would address his beloved Radhika as, "O Priyaji, O Priya, O Priya, O Priyaji. My dear one, my beloved one, my near one and dear one, my heartly one." And Radhika would respond by saying, "O Priyatam, Priya Uttam, I'm your Priyaji, I'm your special one, your specially, special affectionate one. I'm your heartly friend, your beloved and dear one. But you're my topmost beloved dear one, Uttam." Uttam means top, topmost. Param Param Uttam. So lovers are always competing to out-glorify the other lover, to out-serve the other lover. Who can serve the other one more? This is the dynamics of true love. As soon as there's calculation and extraction, then if you're subtracting or extracting or calculating, then love is annihilated at that moment. It becomes business. It relegates itself to business. Divine love expands on this principle. Endless giving. This is divine love. Endless giving. Give everything I have today, and then somehow collect some more somewhere, somehow or other, and give everything twice as much again tomorrow. Krishna's thinking like this. I've given my everything today to Radharani, and she's taken it all. Now I have to run here. I have to search here and there and try to find some more to give Radharani tomorrow. That's Krishna's search. Krishna's searching for souls to offer to Radharani, servants to offer to Radharani. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya Dasana 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 Dasana. Untold millions and billions of servants. Offer a billion today and then a billion more tomorrow. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samburama Sevyamanam. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samburama Sevyamanam. Radharani is being served by millions of maidservants. And then if you bring a million more tomorrow, there's always room. There's always more Radhas to serve. Every maidservant, another Radha. It expands unlimitedly. So this is Priyaji and Priyatam, Shama and Sham. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavinda. Sakshatari. We can see Krishna in the pages of Gita, depending on our angle of vision, and the purity of our heart, and the purity of our purpose. Why are we reading the Bhagavad Gita? To teach the students in my college religion class, a Southeast Asian studies class, perchance, to show my expertise in Sanskrit, Naya, logic, and word-boggling jugglery. Why am I teaching Bhagavad Gita? Why am I studying Bhagavad Gita? We're studying Bhagavad Gita so we can see Krishna. Tattva darshan, darshan, philosophy, gives truth, gives vision of the truth, enlightenment, tattva. Darshan means philosophy, darshan means to see, darshan means understand. The truth will set you free. Say, the truth will set you free. Truth of logic matter will set you free from the prison. If you know how it works, you can bust out. So the absolute truth will set us free from the prison house of Durga. Durga, the world which is difficult and impossible to escape. Impenetrable fortress, impassable. So that is the absolute truth, Paravidya. Alokik Gyan, Advaya Gyan, spiritual transcendental knowledge, and how to Gyan. Love Bhagavan. And Gita is this. Knowledge is God, God is knowledge. Love is God, God is love. So Gita is about love, and Gita is about knowledge, the knowledge of love. Always think of me, because you love me. Always remember me, because you love me. Offer your worship to me, because you love me. Offer your respect to me. You're respectable, you're my beloved, I respect you, because you love me. Man mana, paramad bhakta, madhyaji manamasku. Mani vaishasi satyamte, ne pratijane kriyosime. Krishna's telling the 18th chapter, and again the 9th chapter, two places he says, this is a love formula, fourfold love formula. If you love someone, you think about them. If you love someone, you worship someone. If you love someone, you respect someone. And if you love someone, you're devoted to them. You're dedicated to them. You sacrifice for them. Isn't it? This is love. So Krishna's saying, love me. So it's a book of love. Bhagavad Gita is the original book of love. And Krishna's the original lover, presenting the book of love, the teachings on love. Love encompasses these four practices, doesn't it? Has anyone ever loved? Has anyone ever been loved? If you love, manmana, your mind is full of your beloved. Man means mind. Always think of your beloved. Bhava mad bhakta, and your bhakta means bhakti, means love, means you love. You serve, you love. Bhakta, serve me. Madhyaji, worship me, honor me. With the seconds of our, with the hours of our days and the seconds of our life, we worship our beloved. Yaji, Namaskuru. Namaste. We offer everything is at the feet of our beloved. Our body, we offer our body to our beloved. We offer our words to our beloved, our energy, everything at the feet. Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. And you become my priya. You do this. Krishna, then what is Krishna? He offers his body to us, his words to us. Krishna glorifies his devotees with his words. He offers his body in the service of the devotees and to protect his devotees. We heard in Chaitanya Bhagavat, right? Lord Chaitanya offered his body to protect Haridasa's body. And Haridasa is being caned and whipped in 22 places to try to kill him. Lord Chaitanya came down from Vaikuntha and embraced Haridasa from the back. Strongly embraced him, as told in Madhya chapter 10, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then the whipping and beating by the Mughal soldiers was taken on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's back, and Lord Chaitanya's back, to spare his devotee Haridas. So Haridas was not killed, otherwise he would have been killed in the first marketplace. And Lord Chaitanya showed, see the scratches on my back, Haridas. I offer my body to protect you, this is told. So the Lord offers his body to his devotee, his words to his devotees. Practical, real, it's not some empty philosophy, it's factual. There's Leela Vanya Tattva. Facts, Praman. So if one has this understanding that this Bhagavad Gita is Sakshat Hari, Sakshat Krishna, then he can see Krishna with humility, with submission, with belief, with purity of purpose. He's studying Bhagavad Gita not to impress his students or make money. He's studying Bhagavad Gita to learn the science of love, to learn to love Lord. That's his purpose. Purity of purpose is, I don't want to love you, my Lord. I don't want any payment. I don't want any benefits. I don't want any pension. Krishna, I'm serving you for 20 years. I hope I get pension. I served you for 31 years. Where's my pension? Then I can, when I get my pension, I can retire, right? People work, and then they get to a certain time of work, and then they can retire and live off their pension, supposedly, technically. So, oh, I've worked long enough in Krishna consciousness. Let me retire and live off my pension. then you've never worked, and you've never been in Krishna consciousness if you think like that. So, some people have read the Bhagavad Gita and seen Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and been blessed with his darshan, his holy darshan. The example is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the South Indian Brahmin, who is considered illiterate. At least he wasn't very literate compared to his fellow students, who were experts in Nayan, Vyakaran, grammar, logic, itihas, history, sahitya, literature, and all these aspects of kavi, poetry, alankar, literary embellishment, chandas, meter. He didn't know much. He just knew his guru told him to read Bhagavad Gita every day. So every day he's reading Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Arjuna Uvacha, Vihino Shvinyata Dehe, Komaram Yovanam Jura, Tata Dehantara Praptir Nidrastatan Muyati. The guru told him to read the Bhagavad Gita, learn 19 verses. So he did. And after the examination, he forgot them, because he never used them again, never thought of them, never spoke them to anyone. Matrasparshastu Konteya Shitoshna Shukudukuda Agamavayano Nichas Tanti Tikshashabharata. Right? So, but he would read every day the Bhagavad Gita religiously, faithfully, with purity of purpose, to please his guru, to understand Krishna, to attain love for Krishna. And one thing he knew for sure is that the Bhagavad Gita is Sakshat Krishna. He believed it. And when he would see a painting in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a painting of Parthasarathi driving Krishna's chariot, then he would cry. He said, look at this. I don't know. I'm reading Bhagavad Gita. I don't understand very much. I don't know who is Krishna. I don't know this karma tattva and the kala tattva and the ishvara tattva and jiva tattva and prakriti tattva. I don't understand the pancha tattva of Gita. Right? I know we know Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. This is the only pancha tattva I know. And by their mercy, I'm appreciating this painting. By their mercy, I'm appreciating Bhaktivatsala. The Bhaktivatsalya of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But I don't know the Pancha Tattva of Gita. You know the Pancha Tattva of Gita? Have you ever read Bhagavad Gita? No. What is the Pancha Tattva? Kala Tattva, time. Ishvara Tattva, Bhagavan. Jiva Tattva, living entity. Prakriti Tattva. And Karma Tattva. Actions, activities, living entities. These are five subjects, five tattvas. I don't know this Pancha Tattva. But I do know this, that Krishna loves his devotees. Krishna will do anything for his devotees. Krishna will reveal himself to his devotees. He'll show himself to his devotees and offer benedictions to them and blessings to them. Isn't the Bhagavatam full of that? Has anyone read it? So many benedictions are offered. Anyone reads the story of Brihadaranyaka's benefit, that so many benedictions the Lord offers directly to his devotees. So he believed it, the South Indian Brahman. Gita's alive. Krishna's there. You can see Krishna in the Gita. And he was reading like this and fumbling and stumbling through the Sanskrit and just doing it somehow, but then turning to the picture, then reading, then turning to the picture, then reading, then turning to the picture. And he turning the picture of Parthasarathi and Arjuna and Krishna in the chariot, and he would cry, oh, my Lord, you're so kind, you went to a fool like me, maybe there's a chance for me. And I don't know about the Sanskrit and these verses of Gita, but I'm seeing you in this picture, and surely you're in this Bhagavad Gita, and I can see you eye to eye. Even a stupid, foolish Brahmin like me, you're granting your mercy to me, I'm seeing you. So this is because he had the right angle of vision. He had purity of purpose. Purity of purpose and purity of desire. He only wanted to serve his guru faithfully. And just wanted to realize and love Krishna. Advaishta sarabhutanam maitra karana evacha nimamo nirahankara samadaka sakashami Santushta satatam yogi yatatma dridanishtaya mayarpita manobudhir yo madbhakta samepriyaha. 5-7 verses. Krishna's explaining what are the characteristics of a shanta bhakta. It's not a dasya bhakta, it's a shanta bhakta. Yara adhyaya bhakta. But ultimately, when we hear these characteristics and qualities of a Shanta Bhakta, very beginning stage of pure devotion. we can understand that the perfect exemplar of these qualities is none other than Srimati Radharani. So she is the ultimate Priyaji. Same Priya, very dear to me. So let's hear Krishna's description of the Shanta Bhakta. One who is not envious, but is a kind friend to all living entities. Remember the pastime of the jackal? The pastime of the jackal at Radhakund? The children were chasing, the Vrishvasis were chasing that female jackal and trapped her in a hole. And they were going to set fire outside the hole and cause her so much distress because she could not escape through the burning fire outside the hole. And her crying attracted the gopis, and the gopis saw that going on, and they told Radharani. And she immediately ran there and chased those boys away. Hey, what are you doing to my jackal? Even the jackal in my kingdom is dear to me. Don't harass my jackal. Jao, suckers. So she chased those Vrishvasi boys away. So much love. Well, what about the time that's described in Ujjala Nilamani when her pet calf named Tungi was eating some fresh grass. There's some busa, this kind of busa stuff, dried wheat stalks after the wheat harvest, the Gehlen harvest. Some wheat stalks, leftover stems or stalks of the wheat. And this calf, Tungi, Radharani's pet calf, Tungi, she was munching on some of these busa, and she cut her lip. They're very hard, like a needle, these things. And cut her lip and was bleeding. So Radharani came, and she was petting her Tungi. And then she said, "Oh, my baby, my calf, you're hurt." So then she ripped a piece of her sari, and she got some kumkum and mixed with some water and some turmeric, and she made some poultice. She dressed the wound on her of Tungi, the calf. So much love she has. So she's a kind friend to all living entities. And one who does not think himself of owner or proprietor, and who is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Santushta Satatam Yogi Yata Atma Drida Nishtai Mai Arpita Man Bodhi Madhvakta Yasman no dvijate loko loka no dvijate chaya Arshamarsha payodvega Mukto yasa chame priya Satchamepriya. Krishna says, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, "Hey Arjuna, he for whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. Anapeksha shuchir daksha udasino gatavyata Svaramba parityagi yo mad bhakta same priyaha." Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, "My devotee, who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. Same priyaha. Yona vrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti manya same priyaha. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear. Sama shatro chamitrecha tata mana pamanayo shitoshna sukha dukha dukeshu samasanga vivarjitaha Tulya ninda stutir moni santushto yena kenajit aniketa stiramatir bhaktiman me priyo naraha. One was equal to friends and enemies, was equal poised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness, distress, fame and infamy, was always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge and always engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me. Yetu dharma mritam idam ituktam paripasate shadadana bat parama bhaktaste tivame priyaha. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and have completely engaged themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki
jai.
Akanda Bhagavan ki jai. Hito Upanishad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. So that is the way to become very dear to Krishna.